It was like, it's like I didn't see you for like 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Then, everyone's a little busy for a while, I think.
And then like, and then I go to this wedding not knowing you were going to be there. And I'm standing in the lobby of this hotel and there you were.
There I was.
And that was a pretty fun night. So it was great to catch up that day. And I'm like, dude, you got to do the podcast.
Absolutely. And I'm always down to talk. So.
So what have you been, so you're wrestling still? You're not like, first of all, I want to tell people you're, I always refer to you as the man with a million views on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
And I believe that's still valid. Yes.
It's true. There are, I do have a couple of videos online with quite a few views. I don't know if they're all fans of mine, but you know, that's okay. I'm used to getting booed at the wrestling shows. So.
I like to think it's mostly because of you. I mean, maybe not, but I feel like, you know, people are doing their research now and probably got a million more views on some of those videos now. You know,
true.
They're blowing up, dude.
Yeah, don't, well, you know, deserved.
Don't sell yourself short, you know?
That's right. I mean, yeah, those people can throw some hate my way, but I'm just the guy that they love to hate. So,
oh, YouTube, though, dude, those comments are brutal, aren't they?
I get some fans in there sometimes. There's some people who I get some support, but I don't know about brutal. It's mostly just, I think, people from other countries, like, talking about how much they love wrestling and stuff like that. And sometimes it's a little hard to decipher.
Yeah, there's a lot of out of the country comments for sure. That's for sure. And then I don't know if you were getting some, but I remember pretty much every match that's on YouTube of mine had a lot of comments, because remember I used to do the headbutt to the balls.
Absolutely. Yeah, how could I forget?
I've been
on the receiving end of that headbutt.
As a signature move, right? And there was a lot of, I guess, fanfare around that. But someone actually made a playlist. Of
your headbutts to the balls.
Yes. And then
did I make the playlist?
I don't think you did.
Oh,
but people would actually in the comments like say the timestamp of when the ball shot occurred.
Yeah, I see that all the time. I think I've actually seen that in a couple of our matches too. And I don't even have to check what the timestamp is. I usually have a pretty good guess on what move they're referencing.
And hey, I don't care. A like is a like, and I will take those compliments.
That's right. Same here.
I love them. So you're still wrestling right now currently, or no?
No, I haven't gotten in the ring for a little while. I stopped around the time COVID happened, but mostly because I was just trying to focus on finishing school. But now I've finished school, so who knows? I think a return to the squared circle might be in my future. We'll see.
Okay, because we always talked about, I mean, we've been kind of going back and forth about maybe tagging at some point. And now I haven't worked in since around the same time. I think we probably.
Yeah, you left like four, or you stopped like, I was actually thinking about it recently, like 4 or 5 months before me, maybe.
All right, that
like half a year before me.
Yeah, because I wasn't coming every week. I was.
Yeah.
So kind of around the same-ish time, and I haven't done anything either. Mostly because, you know, I'm a dad now.
You're a family man.
I got all kinds of responsibilities going on, and I have no time for. But I miss it, dude. I do miss it here. I miss seeing everybody. I do miss performing, you know, but yeah, when we were going back and forth about tagging, so we might actually have to make that happen.
Absolutely. I'm down for you know, it's always the goal in wrestling not to get hurt, right? When you want to win without taking at least my lumps as possible. But if you tag team with me, here's my guarantee. It's going to be a minimum to zero amount of bumps.
Oh, good, because I assume we're not faces, because there's no way I'm taking heat. But
yeah, right. Yeah. Me neither, for that matter.
We're like, yes, Connor and I will tag, but there is no comeback. It's strictly offense.
I think you did that before when you were babyface. I think I'd seen that.
I'd hot tag, yeah, for sure. But I'd take the heat sometimes too.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
I have a lot of fun doing that. But yeah, but you've still been kind of busy though. So even though you haven't been wrestling every week, because you know that's a crazy schedule in itself. Training and also wrestling, performing once a week. That's its own thing. But so since then, but you've been keeping busy because I've been following you, and you've got a little thing going on live streaming. Are you just on Twitch, or are you going to other platforms too?
I'm primarily on Twitch. I was doing some stuff on Facebook for a little bit, but that's not exactly the best visibility either. Twitch is my home. It's where I've molded my content. So that's where I'm loyal to.
But I have jumped into some of those streams, and you got a little fan base going, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I try. I'm a gamer, and the fellow gamers come out to support.
But I feel like now these aren't wrestling fans.
No, I don't think so. Every once in a while, I will get, because I'm, you know, people are aware of my wrestling history. So every once in a while, I'll get some inquiries about it in the chat for sure.
What I love the most is like, you know, you're playing some, like you play really old classic games, and you're playing some of the most obscure titles.
Yeah.
Where are you finding these games?
It just comes from my love of retro gaming, and I have a wealth of knowledge on. I don't know if I want to toot my own horn too much. I don't know about wealth of knowledge. I pretty much just go on the internet and look up some old Nintendo games from the late 80s or whatever. So that's really all you need to do.
Because I want to say, was it like Star Fox or something you were playing one night?
That could be right.
And you had like the whole backstory, like you had the whole storyline going. Like it was crazy. And you're not just playing for a little bit, you're finishing the game.
Well, hey, gaming is a lot like wrestling in that it is the most important thing is the storytelling. And even if I have to help sell that as the gamer, then that's what you got to do.
Yeah. So you're in there.
I'm working the crowd when I'm
streaming. You are, dude. So you're in there, you're chatting with the live. I don't know how you're keeping up with it, because you're playing the game, you're chatting with the live chat. I saw like you have some sponsors going on. Like you're doing all kinds of things.
It's a great way to indulge my neurosis of just my compulsion to talk to myself. You know, it makes it a more constructive way to just talk to yourself.
Now, do you ever have anybody like jump on a mic with you while you're playing to just kind of have a convo?
Yeah, for sure. I do that. I do that pretty frequently.
Nice, nice. Yeah, that's really cool. Like, how often? Like, how long do you stream? Like, what's your routine? Do you have a schedule?
Yeah, I probably should. I know that most streamers do, especially ones who take it seriously. But I don't know. If I structure it too much, it becomes like work and like a job, and then I won't have any fun doing it. So I pretty much just stream whenever I feel like it. You just gotta hope that I'm on when you're looking for me.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm the same way with with podcasting and stuff. Like I can only, you know, I'd love to, like you said, have a weekly schedule. And then, but then, you know, say I'm going to do every Tuesday and then, or Wednesday, and then every Wednesday comes around, I'm like, I don't really feel like it tonight, you know? But I just kind of, when I find some time and think of a cool topic or something I want to talk about, I just flip on the mic and hit record.
Well, that's the way to do it, because if we were really concerned about growth, they would probably be more about, schedule and structuring, but you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, then it becomes a job. I mean, I know people who, it's like going into college and studying music because you have this great passion for music. But then they beat into you all the technical know-how and the academia aspect of it, and it just will defeat you. And it, you know, you gotta do it out of love.
Yeah, you really do. Like I like to say, like I'm gonna do podcasting or like my I want to create videos for YouTube and podcasts and things like that, maybe some live stream here and there, but or just have like conversations like this. But I'm doing it anyway, whether I'm getting paid or not, you know. And you know, I don't expect anybody to you know, sponsor my show or anything like that. But if, hey, down the road something like that happened, awesome. But I'm still, I'd do it anyways. You know what I mean?
It's the only way you can look at it.
Yeah. Kind of like, I look at it just like wrestling, dude. Like, I was never, you know, in wrestling to, you know, quit my job and make money. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, me neither. I definitely, yeah. If people are familiar with my wrestling work, I think you can tell pretty easily. I didn't have ambitions of going to WWE exactly.
Oh, I wouldn't sell yourself short on that. Like, dude, you're entertaining. I'll tell you what you had. You got, you know, personality, like your mic work, your promo videos that you do, were very entertaining. And a lot of those you're just making up off the cuff, you know?
Yeah. So, well, I didn't want to work out. So if I was going to set myself apart, I knew I had to do something. So,
oh dude, I'm not working out, you know, for sure.
That's the way to go. That's why we'd make such great tag team partners.
I know. Well, no, I would make a point to just get over with the crowd, you know?
Yeah.
And
usually, you know, honestly, that's the best way to do it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I would connect
over.
I would connect with them that way. But I'll tell you what, like, I don't know about you. Like, when did you become like when did you get into wrestling? Like, when did you become a fan of wrestling?
I was a kid in the late 90s, so wrestling was everywhere at that point, and that was obviously very instrumental in my feelings towards wrestling. But I was really into it. I was deep into it, like 2005, 2006. That was, you know, I watched Friday Night SmackDown every night and stuff. But
okay,
I got out of it later on, and what really made me want to participate in wrestling was I was like playing music and stuff in college a lot, every other week or weekly. And when I came back from school, I was kind of like out in the suburbs, and there's not very many opportunities to do that, but I still wanted to perform. And actually, I think there are a ton of similarities between playing live music and wrestling.
Oh, wow. So tell me this. So you were into playing live music, and I've heard you play some stuff, and like you brought the guitar to some promos and stuff like that. But how did you say, oh, there's wrestling going on? It's not too far from where I live. I'm going to go train.
Yeah. Just kind of looked up the nearest place to do it. And then I saw one that was in the next town over, and, seemed like a match made in heaven.
So you just wanted to perform. You didn't,
I like wrestling, or I wouldn't have pursued it at all, but yeah, I was just, I was feeling kind of cooped up or whatever. Like I needed to go out there and stretch my legs. So that seemed like a great medium to do so.
And it's an outlet, dude, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember we had another guy we used to work with. He used to always be like, what? Where else do you get to scream as loud as you can all the time besides wrestling?
Right, right. Dude, I would use it to get rid of all my frustrations from the week, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a great, great outlet. And you're entertaining people at the same time. Now, did you think, so let me ask you this, because like, so I was a kid in the 80s. If you can believe that. So I grew up in 80s wrestling, NWA, WWF, you know, at the time. And then into the 90s, got into like WCW, you know, that whole thing. But so I was like a fan of wrestling. But now let me ask you this, because when you started wrestling and training for a while, did you kind of stop being a fan of wrestling, or watching wrestling, I should say? Because
yes.
I did completely.
Absolutely. I was so burnt out on wrestling. I did not want to have it. I mean, I also was watching it to study too, which was like, it's just a totally different exercise. You use a totally different muscle in your brain, I think, to do that. But
yeah,
I was just getting burnt out.
Because I looked at wrestling differently. after training and being involved in wrestling for, you know, it's over like 20 years now, but I couldn't bring myself to really watch a lot on TV. Of course, you see the clips here and there online, and, you know, maybe I'd watch a little bit of something here and there when I had time, but I didn't pay attention to anything, dude.
Yeah, it didn't help that wrestling on TV was like really bad when I started wrestling too. That didn't really help matters.
Oh, totally. Do you watch wrestling now since you've been off?
I haven't, but I actually just did for the first time in so long because a friend of mine who's really into wrestling was like, you've got to watch AEW. I'd seen it like when it came out, but only the first like three episodes or so. And we watched it last week, and it was entertaining.
So you're watching like the weekly show?
No, definitely not. My friend just came over and turned one of them on.
But was it like that Dynamite or whatever it was? Yes. Or Rampage? I don't know what they're called. Because they have like I haven't seen anything because I don't have TBS or
TNT. Yeah, I didn't either. We had to look it up. But it was explained to me that Rampage is the Friday show that they tape and Dynamite is the Wednesday show that's live.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've only seen one pay-per-view. Dave the Awesome got it, you know?
Yeah.
So I watched one with him. So that was, but I enjoyed it. It was cool. You know? I enjoyed watching that. It was pretty neat, but I really haven't watched anything. I might watch the Royal Rumble this weekend.
You know? Yeah. It sounded like they, might have some surprise fellas like they do most years.
So, cause I don't know about it. Do you have, Peacock?
I do have Peacock, actually. I don't even consider the fact that I have access to the Royal Rumble. Maybe I'll watch it too.
You know what's funny, dude? So I got Peacock. So you know how, like, I don't know, back in the day when they had it wasn't that long ago, but when they had the WWE Network and like you could get like 3 months for $10 or something, like to try it out. Well, then I did the trial or whatever. I think it was through like a WrestleMania weekend. You got a few months to watch it, you know?
Sure.
And so I thought it was pretty cool. But of course, I didn't renew it or anything. But every week they would send me emails, right?
Okay.
Like, oh, we want you back and all this stuff, you know? And so when they switched over to Peacock, they were like, hey, we'll give you 4 months of Peacock for like $2, you know?
Oh, nice. Good deal.
You know, to check it out, right?
Right.
And I mean, there's commercials on it still.
I have the ad version of Peacock.
As well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, that's not bad, right? So I get it. And dude, I have, so now I'm paying for Peacock. I have not watched hardly anything wrestling related on there at all. But I'm watching other like NBC shows.
Totally, yeah. Yeah, no. I was using it. I was watching something on there and I scroll by it. I see Roman Reigns. I'm like, oh, I forget that they have wrestling on here, actually. And it makes me go, I forgot that the WWE app is gone, actually.
Right, right. Yeah, when it's not the same, like you can't, you know, search for a match, like an old match, like you could, and just go right to the match.
Yeah.
It's whatever's available on there at that time. But I forget that I have access to all the live pay-per-views and stuff.
Yeah, I did. I did, too, until you just reminded me, actually.
It's so funny, dude. And, like, I haven't really watched anything. I watched, actually, an NFL playoff game on there. Oh, nice. But yeah, I just find that crazy how, you know, just being involved in wrestling has kind of made me lose interest in being a fan. So like recently, you know, I've gone to a couple local shows and stuff and just basically just watching it as a fan. And then I'm like, oh, this is fun, you know?
Yeah.
And like just being entertained. And I'm like, oh, I kind of like that, you know?
Yeah, I think it speaks to what we were saying earlier about scheduling streams and podcasts that, you know, wrestling did kind of like become another job for me. I mean, I was there every weekend for like 3 years or 4 years. So it's
Well, and you get kind of burnt. I can see getting kind of burnt out and stuff, too. I think that happens to a lot of people. But I mean, obviously with, COVID and stuff, that didn't help. matters either, really. But, you know, for me, and I was even, you know, I didn't really tell people, but I was actually injured a little bit.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, I actually had to get a injection in my hip not too long ago because I just couldn't stand it anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling so, better now, though?
A little bit. I mean, I might have to go back and get another one. But, you know, I have my days. It hasn't been it hasn't been too bad, though. But the problem with me is, you know, I'd want to get down and play with the kid on the ground, and I do that, and then I couldn't stand back up.
Oh, that sounds brutal.
You know?
Yeah, so I'm like, you don't have to worry about those types of injuries in podcasting. So
I know, right? the most thing I have to worry about is, you know, my carpal tunnel.
Right, typing
on the keyboard and stuff, you know. But yeah, dude, it was pretty crazy. So I haven't minded like taking a step back and stuff. But now, did you ever expect, because okay, so you got into wrestling and in Woodstock, and you're working like every weekend, but did you expect the YouTube channel to blow up like it did?
I guess not. No.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is pretty wild for sure. I think when I first started there, like it was not nearly the YouTube channel was not popping off nearly as hard as it was afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I always told people like you know, because it was a small studio that, you know, we worked in, and you know, sometimes, like a lot of times it would be packed, you know, but sometimes it wouldn't. And I remember like the times that it wasn't too packed, like, you know, some guys were like, oh, I don't know, I gotta go out there, and you know, you still gotta go out and be hyped up, you know. And like and that's with any wrestling show. You gotta, even if you have a small crowd, you gotta work it like it's a big crowd. But yeah. I remember telling everybody, I was like, do you realize like that camera that's at the back of the wall, like reaches like 50,000 people.
it's a good point. Yeah.
Like, we're wrestling in front of a huge crowd, you guys. Like, I always had to tell people that and remind them of that, because that's all I could ever think about when I was wrestling in that building.
Yeah, absolutely. And also the fact that we did it every week too, which most promotions don't do that either. And I look at some of my other friends who do indie wrestling and other promotions, and you know, yeah, I mean, part of me felt like I was like sometimes missing out a little bit by wrestling in the same location every week, when I think a big part of the experience is traveling and stuff. But at the same time, it presented a lot of opportunities that I wouldn't have had otherwise, like that YouTube page, for example, or other, or getting to work every week.
Well, and it, you know, it just opens so many doors. You know, the people that you train with and meet, like, it just helps open so many doors in other avenues that you wouldn't even realize, you know. It's crazy. But, like, you know, I've done early on, you know, we didn't have that ideal situation where we had a studio and stuff, you know.
Sure.
So
I've seen videos from the old days.
Yeah, dude. Stories. And it was going town to town. Maybe once or twice a month.
Sometimes roofs were too small that you can't suplex a guy.
Yeah, dude. Like, but you know, sometimes it was like a fundraiser, or, you know, pretty awesome stuff. Or you do once a month in, you know, like we did Whitewater, Wisconsin and stuff, you know. And that's the thing. And even when I went to some other promotions around the area, you don't know what kind of situation you're going to get into. You don't know who you're going to work. You don't know if the person you're working can work.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Some people are just unprofessional and crazy too sometimes.
Well, and a lot of people don't do the appropriate training. They don't know what they're doing. And it you know, you can tell right immediately, you know. So then you have to not only work the match and the fans, but you got to protect yourself. And
for sure.
And a lot of the traveling, and then by the time you're out of there and you got to drive home, the traveling's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Yeah. Did you ever work Six Flags? They said sometimes they did that. That would have kicked ass if I worked Six Flags.
I didn't go to Six Flags, but there was a few times where we'd go every year to a naval base.
Oh, that sounds sweet.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome. You know, just to be like walking into, we're walking into a naval base. You know?
Yeah, that's sweet.
You
know?
You
fully
got
dressed in my gear.
You got credentials all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's right. Restricted access.
But no, like, you know, a lot of it was cool, man. It was awesome. And it was awesome. I met a lot of great people just wherever we went. And a lot of the people that I met weren't even involved in wrestling, you know, and that's what's really cool about the whole thing. And but that ideal situation where you have that studio and you can tape there every week and you can and train there a few, you know, 2-3 days a week. It's just like not a lot of people have that and can take advantage of that. But everybody that's training together and then working together every week, the wrestling is just so much more better, you know?
Yeah, you get to know guys really well and stuff. I mean, I remember at one point you were there. It was like a little shortly after I first started. Maybe I was like a year into it, where for a couple months, like 2-3 months, we had a locker room of like 6 guys or like seven guys.
Yep.
And that you really get to know someone's style really well.
Yeah. But everyone has like awesome timing. Like, you know, everybody can, you don't have to talk really as much. You don't have, there's no talking because you anticipate everybody's moves.
Yeah. You know, like, you know what they're capable of and stuff.
Yeah, dude, it's just great. And like, you know, these guys that, you know, drive in and work once a month somewhere, like, dude, their timing's off. They're missing spots.
They're trying to get all their shit in too, because they only work once a month.
Yeah. They're trying to get all their chops in, you know? Yeah. And, but like they're getting hurt, you know, like their timing's not there. They're in a strange ring, you know, a strange environment. Like you got that familiar ring, you know how the ropes hit, you know?
That's true too. Yeah. The ring. Yeah, for sure. And honestly, even if I took like a week or two off, there's a notable difference in my performance for sure. As opposed to when I was doing it every week consistently.
Yeah, definitely. There's that. I feel like I've been doing it so long. I could just go in tomorrow and be fine.
Sure. You know? You're an old pro,
you know?
I just get winded. I'll be like, oh man, I can't get on the ropes now.
Well, that's just it. Like you got to breathe a little different. You got to not go as hard. You know what I mean? Like you got to not go as fast. Yes. You pace yourself, you know,
control
your breathing. A lot of people get blown up right away if they haven't worked in a while, but I don't know about you, but I mostly breathe through my nose. And stuff, and like kind of slowly, I slowly breathe and control my breathing and stuff. So that's why I don't get as blown up.
That's a good tip. I think part of the reason I'm getting blown up is because I'm screaming at people while I'm doing everything too.
Yeah. Oh, dude. One time back in the day, I got blown up. Me and this dude got blown up. We started off a tag team match, and did a test of strength. And we worked the test of strength so hard that we both got blown up.
You're like, what, making faces and stuff like that and yelling?
And like, I can't remember which one, but one of us quick grabbed a rest hold.
That was smart.
I remember Randy was in that match too, and he was like laughing his ass off.
That's great.
But yeah, man, it's so crazy. So what do you see yourself doing here in the future? Like, what are your plans? Like, what do you want to do next?
Well, like I said, I finished school, so I feel like I have a lot of opportunities. I've been considering a lot of different stuff. Right now, I'm trying to talk about it too much, but I'm petitioning right now to run for local office. I'm collecting some signatures, but like, I'm not throwing it out there too much, just because if I don't collect the signatures, then I just look like an idiot. But yeah, that's one of the things I'm working on. So I've always got something up my sleeve. I was applying for jobs. I was grateful that you helped me out with a reference. So
anytime, obviously, you know, anytime, you know. Yeah, wait. So you're thinking like some kind of local county office, or what? What kind of? How high are you thinking? What are you? Where are you going?
Right now, what I'm looking at is in the Illinois General Assembly, so okay. the state house for my district. And that's part of the problem. It's not by county, but one of the things I'm saying is this gerrymandering stuff makes it difficult. Nobody knows where their district is. There's no reason that they should go through partial yeah. townships and partial counties and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I could totally see you doing something like that. You got the personality for it, man.
Yeah, like, and if I win, it would make a great gimmick when I get back into wrestling, right? I was running right. last time. I was talking about running for county coroner, even though it's probably a good thing that I didn't end up doing that. But Randy was saying that would have made a great gimmick. I'm like, I don't want to be too much like the Undertaker. You know, I worry that's a little close, but I'm the coroner. I'm here to declare your time of death.
Dude, that's got to be a rough job, dude.
Yeah, especially I was considering doing it before a global pandemic hit, so that probably would have made it even harder.
Yeah. Plus, you just get called up whenever, dude. Middle of the night,
pretty much.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And, like, you got to go, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do anything like that. That's crazy. But I think, yeah, you know, I could see you doing that. I could see a lot of people have done stuff that I know that have run for local office and stuff that really enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah. And that's just one. And besides that, I guess just more streaming over at twitch.tv/Connor tonight.
Nice. Oh yeah, dude. I'll put links to your stuff, man, in those show notes, you know?
Oh yeah. Gotta love the descriptions.
I'm all about those show notes. Somebody called me out. Actually, was it Dave the Awesome? I think Dave called me out on one of the last podcasts I did. I said in the stream that I'd put the link to something in the show notes. And he texts me and he goes, dude, where the hell's that link?
I'm gonna have to double check now.
I totally forgot. I think
and then
I,
you corrected it or
I well I told I ended up sneaking the link into the blog post. You know. But yeah, I totally forgot about the show notes that time. But yeah, I
well,
like
now that work. That happened, I bet you'll never forget it again.
I probably will.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I don't know. Where do you want people to go? Just your Twitch or you're all over the place, dude. You got your I've seen you I always see you on Facebook and
yeah, no, I mean, if you just look up Connor tonight, it should be pretty easy to find me.
Dude, and your Twitter is, your Twitter game is on point.
Oh, well, it takes one to know one. I learned from the best.
Dude.
You were the one who introduced me to Monica Lewinsky's Twitter account.
What? I did, didn't I?
She's a great poster.
She really is. She's got some great posts out there. I've been telling everybody. I would tell everybody in the locker room, like, get on Twitter. You got to get on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you're like one of the only ones that did it, you know. But you're on Twitter networking and stuff. And I sometimes just go to your account because you find the most bizarre stuff.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned that to me before.
And just the other day, this week, I saw two posts that you put up, and I took links to both of the tweets. I think you retweeted some stuff, and I took links to both of those tweets. I sent them to my buddies on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, my dude Connor posted these or he retweeted them. I'm like, you got to check these out. And it's some good stuff, man.
Nice. I appreciate it.
I enjoy following that. And
well, hey, and you know, posting on Twitter also a lot like wrestling. You're working the crowd.
I don't know. Are you working on there? I'm just having conversations with
people. No, you're right. I'm really just making jokes on there. It's really mostly an outlet for jokes.
But no, I think some people are legit on there trying to be characters and stuff, you know. One of my favorite accounts is that one dude the dude that coaches Seattle's team,
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll. You know how he's always like chomping on that gum?
Yeah, he loves gum.
There is a Twitter account. I don't know how active it is because I think it's just whenever they're playing. But there's a Twitter account called Pete Carroll's Gum.
Nice gimmick.
And it's so funny because the account will be saying stuff like, "Oh, coach chewed me out today on the sidelines," you know, because he's always chomping on gum and stuff. Right. You know? Like, so it's like, it's like whatever the gum would say, right. And like, and he'd be like, "Oh, coach spit me out." He goes, "I'm still here in the stadium. They just turned the lights off." Like stuff like that, you know.
That's a good gimmick.
And yeah, so I enjoy like little parody accounts like that sometimes, but mostly the dude, I'm out there networking with people. I've talked to a lot of people about like various side projects and jobs that way. I've you know, gone to conferences and, you know, met people from out of the country, and I'm still keeping tabs with them up on Twitter and stuff, you know. So it's been a great tool for me.
Yeah, that's cool. I noticed that some guy I went to high school with started following you. I think I mentioned this to you, but I asked him, he was like a couple years younger than me. I'm like, how did that happen? I think he was at, you had some talk or something wherever he was.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, I've talked at the college campus.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Did he go to like Whitewater or something?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm
like, oh, there ain't small world.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Cause I talked with, I've talked to some marketing classes and stuff out there here and there, over the last several years. And I met a lot of people that, you know, they're going to school for marketing or something, but they don't really know what they want to do. And then you start talking to them and they're really into, you know, creating videos or, you know, editing videos,
sure,
or, you know, trying to figure out how to live stream and do all the fun stuff that we're doing. And I'm like, dude, you know, you guys can do this for a real job. You know, they're just like going to school for like marketing, a general marketing degree, you know?
Yeah. It's a content driven world we're living in now.
Mm-hmm.
The algorithm demands more.
But like, these guys aren't going to school for those skills. They're teaching themselves on like YouTube and stuff, you know, sure, watching videos. Like, you can literally go out there and be whatever you want to be right now and not go to school at all, you know?
Yeah, tell me about it. Well, I imagine market analytics help to some degree with trying to game the algorithm or whatever.
Doesn't even matter, dude.
Really?
You can get all you need by going to conferences, just listening. There's so many free talks online now, yeah, and stuff. It just taking notes and all it is you know, seeing what the latest and greatest stuff is, trying things, failing at things, see what works.
Sure, lots of experimentation.
Yeah, like look at like the weekly, promoting the weekly wrestling that we did. Dude, that gave us so many like social media skills, content creation, even when we were advertising and stuff. You're getting, yeah, all those digital marketing skills. And that's a lot of it was local marketing, local advertising.
Yeah.
And guess what? Every local business needs that.
Yeah, one of the best tips I got from you was doing a react on Facebook and not the standard like promotes visibility.
Yes. I just did that today. Somebody was had a post, and instead of liking on, like, I saw there was like a like, and then I saw like somebody gave it a heart, you know, and I wanted mine to be different. So I did that little care one, you know,
sure,
just so it would stand out a little bit more.
I enjoy the like because it makes me seem kind of cool and detached. Like, I don't care any more than a like, but if it's to promote someone's visibility on the platform, I'll throw a care react in there.
Yeah. It's hard, dude. It's hard to get people to like and share, you know?
Yeah. It's there's a lot of stuff out there. We're all vying for visibility.
Yeah. There's so many people that are voyeurs. Like, they just have accounts to just lurk.
Yes, you know, workers for sure.
They don't want to like maybe they'll give something a like, but they
you
don't
gotta really earn it from those people for sure.
You really do, because they don't want to share stuff to their friends or let their friends even know they have accounts, right?
Oh yeah, right.
So so they're not gonna share, but they'll rarely like on your stuff. But I've had people like, this is so weird. I've had so many weird encounters. And I feel like a lot of it's because of wrestling, but just by going, and I don't know if you have this at all, but like going to the local stores or like the gas stations and stuff, and people will hit me up and be like, they'll private message me on like Facebook or wherever it was, and be like, hey, saw you at the gas station. You know,
I used to get those, not as much anymore, but yeah, I always thought that shit was so weird.
And I'm like, why didn't you say hi? No. Dude, I've had family do that to me. But I'm like, why didn't you say hi? Like, it's so weird. Like,
I guess it's easy. For some people, it's easier to, put it in text form, I suppose. I've never been one of those people, so.
People don't like that confrontation. It's weird. But, like, I'll have, the weirdest encounters with people out in public. Like, so weird.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh. You have my word. If I see you in public, I will come up and say hello.
Yeah, or they'll say, they'll come up to me, dude, and they'll be like, hey, I saw your post on Facebook.
Oh, but you didn't like it.
I saw your post on Twitter. You know, I saw you guys are in Woods. You had an event. I'm like, yeah, but you just looked at it. Like,
yes, that's happened to me before too. Actually, come on, the like is free. It's not hard. Come on, throw me a bone here.
Just acknowledge. trying to put gas in the whip, man. Gas is expensive. You know?
That's right.
It's crazy. That was a big excuse when I first started wrestling, that guys couldn't, you know how guys would always cancel last minute and stuff. Sure. And or the why, you know, reasons why guys couldn't come to camp, you know, and they'd say, the excuse was always like, oh, my car, I don't have gas money, or you know,
uh-huh.
It was always that. It was always like some weird lame excuse. I don't recall you ever having some weird excuse why you couldn't come. Like, I believe if you didn't come to a camp or something, it was like pretty legitimate. Like,
I tried to give some notice, but if I didn't show up, it didn't really matter what I said. Randy was gonna say that I was out drinking the night before, whether that was true or not.
But you would never know show. Like, you always gave some kind of a heads up.
Never, you know. I never no showed a show ever.
It was never some like lame excuse. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been that way either. I've never done anything like that. I've never like no showed. I've always, you know, just been straight up. Where I'll give you advance notice.
Yeah, I'll give you some notice. Yeah,
because there's there's always like family stuff or something that comes up that you can't get out of. You know,
sure.
But yeah, I just think it's funny when I look back about, and I even see it now, in the groups that we're in and stuff, and I'll see just like some weird, funny excuse come out. I'm like, oh, that just reminds me of like when I first started.
yeah, no, you see that stuff a lot for sure.
I'm like, oh, green guys, dude, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. So do you think you would ever get into, would you ever teach wrestling? Like if, like say they, hey, we need somebody to help train some guys.
I mean, I would be certainly willing to do it. I don't know if I'd be that useful. When I went back and did some camp stuff, I think I mentioned to you, I went back in like 6 months ago or so, just to a camp, just to work out, see how I would do. And, Randy wanted me to like show some guys some holds and stuff, and I was like, "Oh God, I hope I can remember all this stuff."
Yeah, well, yeah, and I think like I really enjoyed helping train. I don't know if people really appreciated it as much, you know, because like when I'm there, I'm just the grumpy guy that's 20 years older than everybody. You know what I mean? Like,
I definitely got some good tips from you.
I don't know if a lot of people enjoyed that, but I always enjoyed helping people get better and train and point out, areas of improvement and things like that. And now, the shows I've found myself going to, not even training as much, but I've enjoyed just giving people advice. Like they come up to me afterwards and ask for advice. And I actually got in the ring one night, and showed somebody how to do a couple moves. I didn't bump or
No
anything,
bumps.
but I'm like,
Showing them the form, the
but
technique.
yeah, techniques, but I'm trying to show them. And then all of a sudden I'm like, ah, screw it, dude. Let's go full speed. And
Yeah,
I'm
you're already in there. You might as well.
and they said to me, they were like, oh, dude, they're like, you nasty.
Nice. Still got it.
And I was like, yeah, dude, that's what's up, That's why I'm like, I could still go out tomorrow
Yeah, that's what you said. It's like riding a bike.
still have a fun show. But I've just enjoyed giving people advice, and I tell them, like, even like career advice or any life advice that anybody cares to get from me. But I just enjoy, like, people will ask me questions about wrestling or just about just stuff in general. And I like doing that,
Sure. Yeah,
So
that's
I didn't know if maybe you might think of like want to do some kind of a trick, helping people train or get better or things
yeah, I
like
would
that.
love to have a role in wrestling that didn't involve me taking bumps. So that would sounds like a blast.
Yeah. Isn't it cool just not taking bumps? That's why I help out with
Yeah.
the
Hey, there's plenty of other stuff to do.
That's why I helped out with the YouTube channel all
That's
those
right.
years, It's like, oh, sweet. You can still be involved and not have to take, random stiff shots from people.
That's right. I'm going to use my other skills to help the brand here.
Yeah, like I loved working with the younger guys and stuff and helping them train, but man, did I hate taking heat.
Oh,
Every time I'd be like, oh dude, we gotta learn how to throw kicks.
yeah.
Like ASAP.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's the side you don't want. Then my character really comes out. You know what's up, Connor.
Oh yeah, that's when the matches get real good.
But yeah, I'm hoping we can I'm hoping to sneak around maybe at some point here, maybe get back in the ring. I don't know if I need to go to a check out a camp or something, but I could see us doing some kind of tag. I'd enjoy that, I think.
Yeah, I think it would be fun.
Doing some kind of tag. I don't know what our finisher would be. I know I've messaged you a couple hilarious
Yeah,
finishes.
I'm on the shoulders. If you can, I don't know if you can handle it. And I dived from your shoulders.
Right. I think that would be funny. I saw some other crazy ones out there. I like sending you some random stuff sometimes, but
I bet you could drop me on someone.
yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, that's funny. But I think I'd really enjoy tagging. That might be fun to do some kind of a thing there. We'll
Yeah,
have we'll have to see.
that's right. You want to get back in? I want to get back in, but at a limited capacity, so it should be perfect.
Right. And just think the promos.
Oh, that's the best part. That's the icing on the cake right there.
What if we just did pro
Exclusively promos and never
Yeah.
wrestled.
Just promos. We never get into the ring. And then when we finally do, we just walk off.
I was gonna say, or we get in the ring, but whenever the bell rings, we leave and lose by count out.
Yeah, we'll have to, dude, think about that. We'll have to come up with some
Ideas are flowing already,
Yeah,
so
we need a team name. We need matching gear. Like, possibilities are endless here. We could go viral.
yes.
We could get 2 million views.
Is there a podcasting gimmick? I don't think anyone's done that yet. There's got to be a pair of tag team wrestlers who are also like call themselves like we're really podcasters. Choke someone out with the XLR cable.
Yeah, like, yeah, we're not getting in the ring. We're better on the mic. Oh, man. Dude, I have enjoyed so much catching up with you.
Yes,
we're definitely going to have to do this again.
Yes, I'm ready whenever you'll have me.
Oh, dude. We might even have I'm even thinking about doing some I used to do this wrestling chat with some guys. And we'd talk about wrestling. And the funny thing was, is like they'd watch and stuff. And then I would never watch any of the shows. So I'd come at it from an angle as like a worker and stuff.
Sure.
And they were fans of wrestling. And then Dave, the Awesome, would be in there too. You know, giving his take and stuff. And we're talking about maybe doing some live streams on this platform and just having some discussions like that. Maybe around like once a month around like a pay-per-view or something like that. So
that'd be awesome.
That'd be fun to have you jump in on something like that too.
For sure. Let me know.
Yeah, dude. Oh, did you see we have a pro wrestling Twitter community now?
I think I saw you added me to something. I'm not familiar with the Twitter community. I don't understand all the newfangled features. Right?
Yeah. So get this. So it's in beta. So it's not like anybody currently can search for it. But I'll send you a link invite. Send you a link and then you can click on that and hit join. And then you can just post a private, it's not like a private message, but it's anyone can eventually see it and find it once they make it available, but you have to join the group to be involved in the conversation. So it's just in like it's almost like a separate pro wrestling in that group, like Twitter stream.
Cool.
It's pretty awesome.
I'll check it out.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of cool people that have jumped on it so far. We're trying to grow it. I'll post a link. But, no, I'll send you an invite, too, so you can check that out. But trying to get more of the guys in there. But I got to get them on Twitter first. You know?
That's the challenge. If they haven't gotten on at this point, it's going to be a tough sell.
For sure. It was. Believe it or not, I got Vic on there.
Oh, really? I did see that. I followed him. Yeah. I noticed that.
Dude, you know how long I've been telling him to get on Twitter?
Yes. You gotta. If you're wrestling in the modern age, it's the only way to do it. Especially now that he's a free agent or whatever.
Yeah, dude. Some of our old cohorts are verified now. So.
I know.
It's crazy.
I don't have the Sky follow back. I would definitely could use that. I think I've earned it, right?
Dude, you got all the views, man.
That's right. I'm at least entitled to half of those
views. You did your part. That's what I like about you, dude. Your willingness to put anyone over and work with anybody, you know.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. I'm the anti Hogan.
You know who? Oh, who are we gonna get to? Wrestle a girl every week.
Yeah,
Connor will do it.
Yeah, great. I was the only one willing to do it, I guess.
Connor's our Kaufman. He'll do it. But dude, it literally was one of the best gimmicks. It's like I tell people, and I know people that didn't want to work under masks. And, you know, this or that. And I'm like, dude, take whatever the scenario is and make it your own and have like 100% fun with that thing, you know, and make it the best you can. And like you did that, dude. You know,
I did have to say no to some things for sure. I did have to draw the line in some places, honestly. But yeah, I mean.
But you got so creative and, you know, just the. It was just awesome, you know?
Yes. Well, truly great art comes from adversity. You got to work within the limits that you're given. And that's what my wrestling was, truly great art.
Yeah, dude, it was. It was unique, that's for sure. I love it. People need to see different stuff like that, man. You don't need all the same cookie cutter things.
Yeah.
So it's good to have difference. All right, man. Well, we're going to have you back again for sure. This has been so awesome. I'm so glad you could hop on tonight. And wow, we went long. This is one of the longest episodes I've done so far.
That's what happens when you got me on.
I know, dude. Well, I expect it with conversations. The ones that I do, it's hard to just talk to yourself.
When you're talking to yourself. Yeah, I feel you. Well, that's what you do when you're streaming. So
yeah, I like to keep those short, but this was great. I think this was a great little conversation. So
yeah,
hope you all enjoyed it as well.
I'm a way. I'm a way. Way. First single like oh he rap. You thought it was a drought, that's cap cop. I get the front and I get the back. Lil Uzi the facts like that's a rack. Bought some new boots just to wear them out. Bought a new Beamer, I run it to the ground. I used to say nothing, I bet they hear me now. Handle my business, no need to hear me out. Talking too much, say less. If it's less than a check, say less. If you can say it best, say less. I'm taking all best, say less. Talking too much, say less. If it's less than a check, say less. If you can say a best, say less. I'm taking all best, say less. I'm a winner one, I could never be you. Lil' me tools, no, I can't be fooled. Lil' me tools, no, I hate these dudes. I'm a winner one, I could never be you. Anything you could do, I could do better. I can do better than you. Anything you could do, I could do better. I can do better than you. Yeah. I could never borrow from no man. How you talking ownership and no land? I got my roll on, I'm rolling. I drive all my cars like they're stolen. You got on it, put your homies out for ransom. I got on it, put my homies on the program. Girls to me in my DM tryna link up. I leave them on wreck and get a no jam. I'm a one to one, I could never be you. Lil' me tools, no, I can't be fooled. Lil' me tools, no, I hate these dudes. I'm a one to one, I could never be you. Could do, I can do better. I can do better than you. Anything you could do, I can do better. I can do better than you. I'm a one to one, I could never be you. Lil' me tools, no, I can't be fooled. Lil' me tools, no, I hate these dudes. I'm a one to one, I can never be you. Anything you could do, I can do better. I can do better than you. Anything you could do, I can do better. I can do better than you.